From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
And welcome back to the Oklahoma's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, features copy editor. How are you doing today, Don?
Hey, I'm great, Penny. How are you?
I'm good. It's almost the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, we were invited by Fox to take a sneak peek at the new series Mental, which premieres at 8 p.m. Tuesday, May 26th. It stars British actor Chris Vance as Dr. Jack Gallagher, a young psychiatrist with an unorthodox treatment method who joins the mental health unit at a Los Angeles hospital. And his introduction to the hospital staff is indeed different, didn't you think, Don?
It's a little eye-catching, isn't it, Penny?
Yes, it is.
Tell us what happens.
In that opening scene, he takes off all his clothes.
Ah.
But he does so to gain the trust of a delusional patient. And, you know, this even takes place before he says, "Hi, I'm the new doctor in town."
Right, the staff doesn't even know that he's the new,
The new guy.
The new guy.
But didn't you suspect, I saw as soon as he started, unbuttoning his shirt, I said, "I bet that's the new doctor."
I knew that was what was going to happen there.
Yeah.
But.
And I read that scene was one of the first things they filmed for Mental.
Really?
And that actor Chris Vance said he didn't eat for a while beforehand.
Oh, okay.
Wanted to look his best. No bulges.
Well, it sure gives a new meaning to the phrase, dress down Friday.
That is true.
Anyway.
Well, Mental also stars Annabella Sciorra from The Sopranos. She plays the hospital administrator who has to deal with all his, radical ways. And members of the hospital staff are acted by Jacqueline McKenzie, she was in the 4400, and Marissa Ramirez from General Hospital. So what are your thoughts overall on Mental? I mean, there are a lot of, TV shows set in hospitals.
Mm-hmm. There are. But I'll tell you that the overriding thought I had in watching this show was, this is just a version of House MD. But it's set in a psychiatric ward instead of, in a medical hospital setting.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of parallels in how the characters are, compiled and between the two shows. And they're both Fox shows, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, House fans, you might just love this show as kind of an extension of what you've gotten used to on House.
I'll agree with that. And I am a House fan. Mm-hmm. And I liked Mental, maybe not as mm-hmm. much as House, but, House had to grow on you a bit, too,
mm-hmm.
so maybe this will, too. So on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate the premiere episode of Mental?
I would give it a good 7. I enjoyed watching it. I thought it was a good one. I might even watch some of the others as they come on.
Yeah.
But again, I feel like kind of I've been there because I have seen House, and I just think the similarities are there that, it's not that original feeling to me.
Okay.
Even though the subject matter deals with psychiatric issues, and not a lot of shows have done that in the past, still it seems like they're going to follow just about the same formula that you would expect to see on House.
And I'd say that's probably true, although Chris Vance's character is a bit more people-friendly.
Right. Some of the characters have some differences, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you have the conflict between the hospital administrator and the psychiatric head,
mm-hmm.
And
that's
and,
true.
The whole relationships are very reminiscent,
yeah.
I would say.
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it an 8. And I would probably watch it because House is in reruns during the summer,
mm-hmm.
and Mental is a summer series.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll probably follow it to fill in the gap.
Right, right. And it'll be a good show to watch. I mean, it's entertaining.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. Mm-hmm. So remember to tune in to the premiere of Mental at 8 p.m. Tuesday, May 26th on Fox. And check back with TV Preview next week for another discussion of an upcoming program. Thanks to Jacqueline Ferris, the Opubco Studios, and News OK, the TV Preview podcast is available any day, anytime, at your convenience.